I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
If I don't brag about myself, who will?
She's good. She's very, very, very good.
That's going too far.
Before we start.
Yep. Hello.
I have to do something. And I kind of have a confession. It's not a new confession, but I do have to tell on myself, I guess. Before we get started, I have to take the fingernail out of my mouth that I've been playing with.
Ew.
She has problems.
And then I'm probably going to play with
it. You're nasty.
I'm probably going to play with it during the podcast. Yeah, because I don't want to get rid of it and I don't want to set it down. And I'm going to be here for a little bit, so I still need to play with it. So there's that.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Sorry for sharing.
All right. Hush, we haven't even talked to you yet. You're not allowed to talk.
So sorry.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my sunshine on a cloudy day. Too bad I didn't see her this weekend. I could have really used a rain-free Saturday. That is all.
I know a lot of things you could have used on Saturday. me and art. That's it. And you know my partner, Amy, is really good at carrying this podcast and cursing on it because she's not sure what words are off-limit on the actual airwaves. She's also fantastic at birthing babies and then raising them. And she is awesome at being my best friend and the best co-host ever. What else is she good at? She will tell you, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. That was a good one.
Oh, thank you.
Way better than mine. You win.
Thank you.
Hands down.
This is off to a good start.
No doubt.
And making her podcast debut on this podcast, she has been a little podcast whore, if I can say that.
She's not exclusive.
So she's been around. You've heard her before. She is the newest member in our office and in our room. I like most things about her besides her fascination with sports and her incorrect grammar. Also, she's horrible at telling time. The girl that I'm referring to has a name, and it is...
Cammy Hinds, what's going on?
Hi, Cammy.
Hi, Cammy.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Yes, yes, yes. So we get to bring Cammy on.
All of them are lies, by the way.
For the first time ever. And today's bit was completely inspired by her. So I'll get to that in a minute. But first, I do have an odd question to ask y'all.
Oh, I'm ready.
Am I too old to sleep three deep in the bed with my mom?
Are you sandwiched?
No.
I think that it's okay.
Cammy, is it weird to sleep with my mama in the bed?
Maybe not, like, if it's just like a over the weekend kind of thing, no.
Okay.
Not like a regular.
Yeah, not on the reg, like, hey, I'm coming over Wednesday and we're going to spend the night.
We're going to snuggle.
We're going to have dinner, then we're going to snuggle.
And by the way, three deep did not involve Jeremy. It was my mom in heaven stayed the night with me over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And, my mom was ready for bed. I knew Heaven and I were going to stay up. So I was like, well, why don't you just go in the guest bedroom? Heaven and I will stay up and Heaven can sleep with me in my bed. And my mom was like, but I want to sleep in your bed. I was like, okay, well, you sleep in my bed and Heaven and I can sleep in the guest bed. She's like,
no.
I want y'all to sleep with me.
You're not getting it.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is it? A bougie, as Amy calls me. I was like, we are not all three going to share a bed. Like, not whenever there's enough room in this house for other people. So I said no, but then in the end, I was like, you know what? I really do only take up, like, one small part of my bed. I love my king-size bed, but I don't move around a lot at night.
Yeah.
I won't let Jeremy touch me. So, I mean, there's, like, a lot of distance between us in the bed. It's usually just me and my Yogi Bear doll. I sleep with the Yogi Bear doll.
Oh, okay.
Off in my corner. So there was enough room. So it ended up being fine.
So did you have to go back, wake her up from the guest bed and say, okay, you can come now.
No.
I've changed my mind.
My mom went in my bedroom and slept. Jeremy was at work. And then I decided, I was like, okay, I'll try it. I'll go sleep in the room with them. And then if I need to get up and leave, I can. But no, it was fine. Heaven slept in the middle. Mm-hmm. Heaven slept in the middle. My mom slept on the other side. I was afraid, like, we'd be moving or wake each other up or something. What I did not like, though, and I found I was very glad that my mom was in bed with us. This was Friday night into Saturday morning. And then Saturday morning, we got those really bad storms with hail and everything else. Well, for some reason, my 10-year-old sister, Heaven, I guess, is afraid of bad storms. And she wanted to cuddle, and I was like, nah. So she had to go cuddle with my mom. So luckily... Wait,
did she try to, like, snuggle up with you, and you said no and pushed her away?
Yeah. I was like, get out of here, kid.
Well, you did not.
She's like, I'm scared. Will you hold me? And I was like, what? No, you're too old to be scared. What are you doing?
You're too old to be sleeping with your mom still. No, I think it's acceptable just because Heaven was in the middle. Now, if you were in the middle, I'd say, no, you're too old for that.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I don't know if me and my mom are too close, because I feel like I rely on my mom for a lot of stuff. But then again, I don't have inappropriate conversations with her. So I think that's where I draw the line. Mm-hmm. Like, too close might be, we ain't talking about sex with each other. My mom tries. Oh. She tries to bring it up. And I'm like, we're not that cool. Yeah. We ain't friends like that. And I have it in your face real quick before we get started.
Is it in my face or in Cammy's face?
Your face.
Oh, uh-oh. Great. It's always like this, Cammy.
I know. Poor thing.
A couple of episodes ago, we had Trey on because I thought Trey was going to come on and say that he hated me, and he refused to do that publicly. Publicly.
Did you believe him, Cammy?
No.
Yeah. Well, go on.
The flaw in that plan, Cammy, a lot of times we like to save everything for the podcast so Amy and I won't talk to each other if there's something going on because you want the initial reaction. So. Right. I didn't give Trey a heads up that this is what is going on because I wanted him to be honest. I thought if I just threw it at him, then he'd be like, you're an idiot. And then I'd be like, okay, that's what I thought. Right. I thought that you felt that way. Thank you for confirming it. But I didn't give him a heads up. Well, Trey didn't want to be rude. So he didn't realize that I was trying to set him up to come for me.
Right.
Instead, I'm so intimidating, he was afraid to come for me. Not really. He was just trying to be nice. So anyway, Trey and I talked about one thing that we really like to do, not together, is pee in the shower. If I have to pee and I'm going to take a shower, I don't go to the bathroom beforehand. I save it for the shower. I even try to squeeze one out before I get out again.
It's just weird.
Just to save a trip to the bathroom later.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy is not a fan of this.
Yeah, I don't think that it's necessary. I like to... pee in the toilet. That's mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. it's supposed to go. It's
weirdo.
Home. Don't you want to go to your home?
Have you ever peed outside Billy your Madison. House?
Camping. I've camped. And
no, at your house. Have you ever peed outside?
No one does that except for dudes and Lacey.
and I had a friend who I'm not going to call her out by name, but she like crab peed walked outside. And I was telling her, I was like, we're not going to wake up Jeremy if you go inside. And she's like, no, I got it. And I'm like, you were peeing outside wrong. How do you do that?
Was she pantless? I don't like, how do you crab walk pee?
She had it down, but she wasn't squatting. She was like going backwards.
Okay. I got it.
And I was like, you're peeing wrong outside. Cammy, well, anyway.
Wait. Cammy, have you peed outside?
Good question. Cammy, have you peed
in
outside?
In your own home, like backyard, or baby front yard, I mean.
Listen, there was one time when I was probably 11 or 12 where I wanted to see what it was like. So, yes, I did. And it was not that great. I was like, why would I do this outside when I can just go inside my house? So, since then, I have not.
Yeah, I mean, girls, it's just not... It's not
comfortable.
No, it's just not right.
I like to mark my territory. So, yes, whenever I moved into a new house, I peed in...
You're not a dog.
...all the showers... And not in my sinks because I am a lady. And I peed outside.
Did you have to hydrate real good? Like, you drink like some lots of water so you could get all that pee everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. One thing that I'm gonna brag about is I go to the bathroom really well. So, yeah, that's just one of the many great things. But Amy, I saw this article that went viral, and it says there's a reason why everyone should pee in the shower. It's because Americans would save 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year by not flushing the toilets all those times. And I double it because I try to pee at least twice in the shower. Yeah. And then they ask, you know, is it gross to pee in the shower? And it says pee is pretty clean, so it's fine to go down your shower drain. Just wash yourself off when you're done.
Okay, I this is not new news to me. I'm not going to fake it. I did see this, and it also had benefits of, like, there's no fungus or something in between your toes if you pee on it. And, like, all this, like, whatever. But I do want to say I'm still not going to pee in the shower. And this just what's the word? It confirms.
Reiterates.
Yeah, what I already said. Mm-hmm. If you remember, I said just don't flush. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Are you asking me the woman with serious memory issues, if I remember. You're all proud that you remember something from a couple episodes ago.
Roll the tape.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's just saying exactly what I said. Okay. You don't have to flush all the time.
But just last question before we move on. Do you have the, like, whenever you get in the shower, Amy,
yeah,
do you suddenly have the urge to pee? Because I find I don't have to pee before I get in the shower, but once I step into that water, I'm like, oh, I gotta pee.
And then do you hold it or do you pee in the shower? We didn't even ask you if you pee in the shower.
Oh, good question.
When I was 6 years old.
Oh my, why is everything so old, Kimmy? That doesn't even count. Statute of limitations. It's over.
When I was 6 years old, I used to shower in my bathroom, in my parents' bathroom. And one day I was showering and my dad was in the bathroom getting ready, whatever. And I was like, Dad, I got to pee. And he goes, just pee in the shower. And so I did. And I remember laughing the entire time. I was like, this is so much fun. And I've never gone back since. Or I have. No, I have gone back since.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've never stopped.
It was so much fun. You've never stopped. No, I have a routine. I start the water because I want it to
Everybody
be hot.
Everybody pees in the shower. Let's be real.
I want it to be hot. So then I go to the restroom. Mm. And while it's heating up, I go to the bathroom. So no, I don't have to go when I get in the shower because my routine is to let the water warm up before I get in and I go to the bathroom in that time.
Okay, I do have two more pee things and then I swear
and then we're done with pee. Yeah,
and then I swear I'm moving on. But Heaven, whenever she was younger, I would shower with her sometimes, and we go to get in the shower one day and she tells me, she goes, oh, my mama said it's okay to pee in the shower. I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I probably wouldn't do it while somebody else is in there with you. But I mean, no big deal. Then like a year later, I showered with her again and she told me again. And I'm like, you were just fascinated with this. Like, I thought it was just, oh, you know, kids say the darndest things. Like, that's a funny thing to say, but
you're fascinated with it too. We've been talking about it for 10 minutes.
And in the last episode too.
And one more, right after I was potty trained, whenever I was a little girl, I don't know how old I was young whenever I was potty trained, but we had gone to the beach and I had to go pee and my mom told me just go in the water. And that was a foreign concept to me because I just got potty trained. So you don't go
right.
in your clothes.
It's a no.
Yeah. So I went up to ankle deep water and I took my swimsuit off. And I peed.
That is the cutest thing. My son, I told him to get out of the pool before he went to the bathroom when he was little, of course. And so he would get out of the pool and he once pulled his, pulled his pants and I was going to pee into the pool, but out of the pool.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Standing outside of it. I thought, so cute.
That's funny.
He's adorable.
Amy, quit talking about pee, you weirdo. Okay. So.
Wait. Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
No.
Well, I was going to say, I have the first question, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I was going to explain to her first.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Explain to me?
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do to Cammy and then for everybody, first off.
To me?
To you. we wanted to get to know you a little bit. Okay. I really like the Vogue 63 questions, so I thought we would throw some rapid fire questions to you.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. I love talking about me.
It doesn't have to be rapid fire.
Guess what, Lacey?
What?
I forgot.
Oh.
Well, then what was your question?
I guess it does not apply to this.
Okay. Well, we're going to do this anyway. And then I guess, do you want to intro the next thing we're going to do? Is
nope.
that why you were
I don't
do
want to do anything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
I
want to
keep my mouth shut.
This is not 63 questions. This is however many questions I wanted to ask. Did you come up with any?
No, I'm telling you. I'm very busy today and I am slacking.
Mm-hmm.
Cammy, what was your first impression of me?
Very intimidating.
What was your first impression of mine? Me.
Of mine. Quiet.
I'm done.
If we came with warning labels, what would they say? It does get to you, but the first part's us.
Oh, okay.
If Amy and I were to come with warning labels, what would they say?
Yours would say, warning, speaks without thinking sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy's would say, warning, silent but hilarious.
Oh, I would say angry. Warning, angry. Oh. Okay, which brings me to my next question. Who's angrier, me or Amy?
Amy.
Who's easier to work with, me or Amy?
Easier? Y'all both are really easy, but since I work with Amy more, I guess Amy.
Yes, nailed it.
If you had to evict one person from the BAM room, who would it be? Have to.
Anna.
Ooh.
She's not here to defend herself.
Get out
and
of
she
here,
knows
Anna.
I love her, so.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Ever been in a serious relationship?
Yes.
Are you on the prowl?
Yeah.
Are you on dating apps?
No.
How do you try to meet people?
Just either through mutual friends or organically.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Yes. What kind of dog do you have?
Great Dane.
How much does your Great Dane weigh?
Is that the next question?
I'm just going with it.
120 pounds.
Ooh, yeah. Me too. Wait, 120 pounds.
Wow,
awesome.
I wish.
Yeah.
Shout out.
She
shut pooped
up.
In the house yesterday,
me.
By the way.
How big is her poop?
Cow patties.
What's your dream job?
This.
What else would you do if you weren't doing this?
I'd like realistically or
whatever. If you could choose,
I would have my own talk show,
like
Ellen.
Ooh, wow. I love Ellen.
Me too.
I wrote into her whenever I was 21. It was like,
same.
Yeah. If you could do anything with Ellen, what would it be? And I wrote her and was like, take me to the club. I want to go to Vegas for my 21st birthday. And it didn't work. She did
oh,
not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You didn't say, OMG, Ellen, you didn't.
Well, I mean, now I know after working here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show for so long that there's certain things that you say. I wouldn't pick, if we were doing dreams here, no, we're not going to pick some 21 to go to Vegas.
Like, right. Oh, yeah, of course not. Of course
but
not.
We have let somebody milk a cow before. That was when I had a dream.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite food?
Sushi.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Expensive.
I know. It's like 20
bucks.
Have
you ever tried to make it yourself?
No, but I want to. My brother has, and he said it's pretty easy. But
I've done it before.
I don't know. Is it easy?
Yeah, I think you have the right tools.
You have to get the rice.
Yeah.
Right. It has to get sticky.
The day before. You have to let it cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a nickname?
I have many.
Give them to me.
Cam. Well, Cammy is a nickname in itself because my full name's Camille.
Camille, not Camellia.
Camille, correct. My
I
mom
said that wrong anyway.
My mom calls me Cammy Sue.
Aw.
My middle name's not Sue. She just calls me that.
Mm-hmm.
Or she also calls me Sissy.
Okay. What's your alcoholic beverage of choice? Do you drink alcohol?
Yes, not as much as I used to in college. I hope my dad's not listening. I guess I usually go for a beer. I'll go for a Michelob, or if I want like a actual cocktail or a drink, I'll go for a mule.
If your dad is listening and he sat through 10 minutes of pee talk to get to this, then please tell him to subscribe to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, because there's much more of that coming up.
Yeah.
Moscow Mule, that's my husband's new fave right now.
A Moscow Mule.
What's the thing you hate most about your job?
The thing I hate most? I mean, the early hours aren't really... I mean,
ideal.
I don't mind the early hours. It's just, I really don't hate anything about this job, but if I could pick one thing, I guess it'd be that.
Yeah. Do you have any hidden talents?
I can juggle.
Get out.
Yeah.
With like scarves or real live balls?
No, like real live balls.
I thought you were going to say real life people. Can you juggle with real life people?
Why would I say that? No. Your predictive text sucks. I have to tell you.
Predictive text. I love that.
Yeah, in my brain. It's
I love.
Like
oh
history.
My gosh,
yeah.
That is. I'm going to use that from now on. Predictive text. I love that. That's hilarious.
I always try to fill in the blank, and I don't know
yes,
why.
I do the same thing with other people.
But then it's always completely wrong. It's never right at all.
Gotcha.
Do you have any secrets?
Of course.
Tell me one.
No.
boo.
Is there anything else we should ask? Anything special we should know about you?
Something special you should know. I'm the The question should be, who's the smartest person in the mam room? Me?
That's what we should know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you are so dumb. So anyway,
since I've been quiet for such a long time.
Yeah, Amy, do you have any questions?
Because I wasn't prepared, I came up with one.
Okay,
are you disappointed that I didn't prepare and have questions for you?
Yes, I am.
I'm really sorry. I just want to draw attention to the fact that I'm a big loser.
Come up with one on the spot right now. Go.
Who is your favorite sports player of all time?
Okay, in which category?
Oh, no, all time. It has to be. It could be anything of all categories. football, hockey, baseball. Ooh,
probably Pudge Rodriguez. Oh, and I got to meet him.
I'm falling asleep right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, Lacey.
He's Can he retire?
I'm retired.
Yes. He's,
look at that sports knowledge.
He was the... Do y'all know which team he played for? And which sport it is?
Rangers and Houston.
He was the guy who catches things. The catcher.
Yes. Yeah, he did play for Houston for a while.
I know. Duh.
Good. You're so
Once
smart.
Upon a time, I worked at a sports station, and all of my sports knowledge Where? Is from there. 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So all of my sports knowledge is like 8-9 years ago.
Right.
I guess 9 years ago, because that's whenever I worked there. So sometimes if a game happens to be on at my house and I can't avoid it, and I'll hear a name, and I'm like, oh, they used to play for the Cowboys. And Jeremy's like, yeah. Oh,
like forever ago. Never mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I see why. Yeah. Okay, so the other thing that we wanted to do, Cammy, I don't know if you know this about yourself.
I do.
You're a know-it-all.
And okay, really wait, hold on. Here's what I'd like to say. I want to preface all of this, right? Because the, what do you call your listeners? What do y'all call them?
Friends.
The lippers.
The lippers.
I usually just call them friends because I hippies. Feel stupid saying fans.
The hippies.
The hippies. Okay. The hippies.
Oh, I kind of like that.
The lippy hippies don't really.
I like that. Oh my God. We just had a name for people.
I love you, lippy hippies.
So excited. Okay.
Okay. The lippy hippies don't really know me. So I want to say I joke a lot about me being the smartest person in the office. I obviously know I'm not.
Did you hear her just say that she was the smartest person in the ma'am room?
I did. I did hear that.
I know. Yeah. Because okay, that's a running joke that we have.
Shut up. You're on this podcast. We get to talk. Okay.
Anyway.
Hush. You're not allowed to... No. So anyway, it was meant as a joke. It was meant as a joke. Yeah. No, but Cammy is a know-it-all who's really, really good at everything, according to her.
Yeah. I know everything.
So we thought we could do...
Well, we've been teasing her in the ma'am room, and so we want to let everyone in on the joke.
Yeah.
Everyone can tease.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
So we thought we could do... I hate to brag, but... Yes. Because there's nothing... That's ever come up ever in the history of ever in the ma'am room ever
that I
that you have not said that you're good at.
That's right.
So
that's right.
So first of all,
yeah.
What time is it?
Oh, okay. This it is. I'm gonna say 11:53.
You are 6 minutes off.
Oh, but that's pretty good.
Pretty what time is it good. Actually? 11:47. So Cammy thinks that she knows the time.
I do.
All the time.
I do.
Even though she's not looking like no cheating or anything.
But that's
she's
pretty
like,
good.
I feel like it's this time.
This is what I tell people. I can say that I can guess the time no matter what day, and I can always be from 5 to 10 minutes off. Yeah. I have that cushion.
You're in there, but you've also been wrong.
Like, I have been very
lot.
Wrong. Yeah. I would say 3 out of 10 times I'm right.
Okay. those statistics aren't great.
So 30% of the time I'm right.
You've been really wrong during the show, which we should know about what time it is according to what's going on
well, sometimes
and what segment
I don't
we're
listen.
In. I mean,
shout out.
Yeah. I try to. That's one of the many things that make me rage out here. I don't know if you know this about me. All the lippy hippies know that, you know, I rage out, Amy rages out.
Of course. I've heard it.
You're a know-it-all. But yeah, but whenever people sit in there and talk all the time and I have to listen, then it makes me angry. And then I try to be like a little petty where I'll turn the volume up just a little bit and then a little bit more and then a little bit more. I've thought about blaring out my speakers before whenever people are in there being loud and obnoxious whenever I'm trying to work.
I see.
But instead, I just hold it all on the inside and think horrible thoughts about
something.
Everybody.
Do you get really annoyed when Anna and I are laughing hysterically with each other?
No, I usually want to reissue. If,
okay.
I mean, if I thought... Don't get me wrong, sweetie. If I really thought that y'all needed to
tell
me the F
you
down,
would
I would tell
okay,
you.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So no, that's fine. But Anna's the best person in the office. It'd be really hard for me to talk bad about
her. That's so true.
Yeah.
So
she's
true.
She's so awesome.
Yeah.
So here are some things that I hate to brag, but I'm super duper good at. Cammy.
Yep.
Go.
Okay. I made a list on my phone, so let me pull that out.
I know that you're going to have a really big list because you're obviously good at everything. If
oh,
you
wow.
could just sprinkle out a couple.
Of course.
Because we're going to be
and
going
leave
back
some
and
space.
Forth.
Are leave we... some space, too, because I have some contradictory, like, oh, you're that good questions. Because I'm anticipating some things. Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. So you want me to just say a couple of them, maybe like one or two. And do, yeah. do I explain on them? Do I?
Sure. However you want to
okay,
do
okay.
it.
So the first one that I came up with was I'm really good. I hate to brag, but I'm really good at Mario Kart and other Mario related video games.
Really? Amy, how does that make you feel?
Okay. Can you teach me?
Of course.
Can you come over? We live close to one another.
Yes, we do. We're neighbors.
Okay. So I've been doing the Super Smash Bros.
Oh, okay. I'm not really that good at that.
Okay. Mennonite is my thing.
I've been practicing on GameCube.
Okay.
Super Smash Melee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a Switch, so I don't really have a lot of experience with that.
I have
but...
to tell you, I have destroyed my kids with Meta Knight. I am the bomb. Yeah. But just sometimes.
I'm usually a Samus person or a Yoshi.
Mm. Yoshi's lame.
Oh, okay.
While I completely approve of this conversation, I just wanted to throw in there that I hate to brag, but I'm really good at my job. I have been sitting in here. We're back in a different area than where we normally record. And I've been sitting back here with headphones on this entire time because, I mean, I'm sound engineer. I have to wear so many hats around here. I'm sitting here with my headphones and I just realized I don't hear anything. It's because my headphones were not plugged in.
So wow.
I've been not listening. I mean, I can hear y'all fine.
Right.
I just wanted to check for audio purposes. Yeah.
Wow.
So I hate to brag, but I'm really good at my job.
Wow.
You're so good at your job.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something that I'm actually really good at. By the way, I'd just like to say, it's not bragging if you can do it.
Ooh.
I'm really good at being on time.
I have seen you late, Cammie.
What?
Everywhere for work, like, what are we talking? Are you for always work. A timely person?
Yes.
Or just whenever you're required to
you
be
know
here
what?
On time?
Okay.
Also, was that a dig at me? Because I was like
no,
2 minutes late today.
Of course not.
I texted,
oh my God, no,
I
no, no. Help
of.
Me, help me, help me. Get me out of this.
I think you should knock on wood, girl.
Listen.
Knock on wood right now before you're late.
Somebody gonna be oversleeping on
Thursday. It's not only work, it's if I have to meet someone, if I have to pick someone up, if I have to be somewhere at a certain time. I'm really good at mapping out in my head how long it's gonna take, and I leave at the exact right time and I get there
but
like 5
traffic?
Minutes before.
You've never hit traffic before?
No, I have. And some, I mean, yeah, those are the cases where I'm like, oh.
What
man.
About like reasonably late at parties? You don't want to be there when the
no,
party
No, you're
starts.
Right. Yeah, I'll time it out to where I'll be there about 20 or 30 minutes after the party actually starts. So that way I'm there at a good time, but not like extremely late.
Okay. I'll accept that.
Yep. Mm.
And I don't have a really good memory, so I don't know if you've been late or not.
Oh. That's my next thing. I have a... really good. I pride myself on being able to remember things, remember small details. I don't carry an agenda with me. I don't carry
What's my last name?
Huh?
What's my last name?
stop. I don't like when you put me on the spot.
What is my
oh,
last
she
name?
She loves to quiz you.
Lacey G. What's her face?
Okay, well, I mean.
Are you kidding on social media?
No.
we're friends
hold
on social
hold on,
media,
stop.
So
I
you
can
should
think,
know.
Stop. Shh. I can.
Matt.
Matt.
That's a hint.
Oh, Bishop. Hint? It's Bishop.
Thank you.
What is that? Hold on. What was that?
It was like a shepherd.
Oh, I thought it was a sheep.
Well, yeah, the shepherd of the sheep.
Okay, listen.
A bishop has to do with sheep? I thought.
No, a bishop has to do with like the Catholic Church.
Yeah, exactly.
You said something about Ireland.
I'm so confused right
anyway.
Now.
There's lots of sheep there, right?
See,
when's
the thing
my birthday?
Is. It's actually in January.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which
that's good enough. Okay.
Day,
but I have is, nothing else to quiz you
and
over.
And yours is February, but hold on.
Yes.
I can't is there something my mom's is the 23rd and yes. yours is either yours is either the 22nd or your mom's is also the 23rd.
My dad's is the 23rd, hers is the 22nd.
Yes.
So your birthday is the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay.
See, final really question.
Yeah.
What's our husband's names?
Josh,
yes,
Jeremy.
Okay,
nailed
right.
it.
Look, I've met both of
look,
them.
Look at that
she
memory.
She has a great memory.
Oh, they don't
a
remember meeting you. Don't
no,
worry about it.
I remember things from like my childhood. I remember like a lot of small details, and it like freaks my mom out because I can always point out things that she said to me forever ago. She's like, "How do you remember that?" I'm like, "I just have
I would
a really
not like
memory.
That if you were my mm. child. Mm-hmm. Please don't remember the horrible
I remember
things."
Things.
I've done.
Okay, I'm not trying to brag. But I'm really good at saying we in every instance, so I don't take all the credit for myself, even if it's unnecessary. Even if it's to say that we've been insert Amy's new fave podcast cuss word here.
Well, it's not, it's also like a we like share in the blame. Right, it's not always a positive. Like,
yeah.
Help me out here.
Yeah, we did this bad thing. Festival. We are being buttheads today. We. I'm always super good at saying we.
Pretty much clumped together anyway. So.
Oh yeah. Amy, what are you good at?
I am great at cutting hair, guys.
Really?
I did it for the first time, and I am awesome. Morgan, my daughter, asked me to cut her hair.
Will you cut my hair?
I cut like 7 inches off. It's like
you kept it straight?
Yes.
And you don't have to layer or do anything like that.
No, I just did straight hairs. And not only that, I used like the safety scissors from kindergarten because I didn't have like the salon scissors.
Yeah.
I had to clump them together, like pinch it and cut. It took forever, but I did awesome.
Just another way Amy's going to save money. Now she's going to be
That's just a bonus. She didn't beg me to go get a haircut. I'm like, no, we're not doing it. She just like, hey, how about you try? I was like,
all right.
Good for you.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. There you go.
That's awesome.
I only found a few strands that I've had to get later.
I said this earlier, but I'm going to throw it out there again. I'm really good at going to the bathroom. Some people think that we do this in lieu of a smoke break or something. Like, because Amy and I go to the bathroom, we lunge it out together. Yep. Then we go to the bathroom. We're pee-pee sisters. Yep. And everybody thinks like, oh my God, you're in the bathroom again. What are you doing? Why? How come every time I need you, you're in the bathroom? Somebody said that once. And I'm like, bitch, quit looking for me, first of all. But I go to the bathroom whenever I need to go to the bathroom. Amy and I do not go because it's like our smoke break or we need to go talk
to
each other.
You have to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get off my bathroom break.
Okay. I hate to brag, but this is actually kind of a hidden talent. I am really good at rollerblading.
Really?
Yes.
I like you, Cammie.
Thank you. Whoa.
I mean,
Wait a second.
Like, I really, really like you. Can we go, like, learn how to roller
derby? Let's go to,
Is that not the same thing?
Well, hold on. The only thing about roller derby is those are the quad skates, with two in the front, two in the back. I do the inline skating.
Oh, you're cool.
Well, let's go to Skate Town.
I knew what inline skate was. I'm the one said inline skate, so we should be better friends, Cammie.
Yeah.
We can
fight over me.
Go rollerblading together and play Super Mario ice skating. I'm
and
somewhat
time.
Okay at ice skating. Yeah, no sports, though. Keep that crap to yourself. Amy, are you trying to make me jealous right now?
She's just said, like, both. You don't like, what was the other thing? Video gaming? You don't like video gaming.
I know how to video game.
And I really wanted to be a roller derby person. Then I realized I was too delicate.
Like a fighting roller derby?
I, for a hot second, thought about that. Because when I was in college, I did a video piece over the roller derby team, whatever. And I was like, oh, maybe I could do that. And then I was like, I can't skate on those for the quads. I can't do it.
Amy, I'm really good at fighting.
Yeah.
You are, but there's rules.
Yeah, Lacey, you'd be awesome. You can't.
I mean, come on. It's either all of us or none of us, Cammie. You're not taking away my best friend, damn it.
Of course not.
Ugh. Amy, what you really good at?
I'm really good at playing the victim.
Oh!
And being easily offended.
Yeah. I can
see that. I don't have an excuse. I just... I'm really good at feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh, my gosh.
I just hit the mic.
Are you saying that because of me? Because I just played the victim and said that I wanted to go out because that was a little bit too much.
No, I had
timing.
This written down before you even said anything.
Can I go? Mm? I'm already going. Okay, this one's
can
like...
Can I go? I'm already going.
This one is... Honestly, I don't like to brag about this. This is a true one. I don't like to brag about this.
But you're rich.
No.
Is that it? Okay.
No. I'm really good at lying.
I'm terrible at it. Will you teach me?
Yes.
I'm trying to make Lacey jealous.
And here's why. Here's why I'm good at lying. Because I can remember all of my excuses that I've had before. I could remember the reasons why I was lying before.
This is why I'm bad at it.
I never get caught in my own lie. I can always weasel my way out. And it's not something I'm proud of, but slightly, I'm a little proud
of it. That's pretty genius.
Yeah, it's good. I could never, it's never going to happen for me.
Okay, Cammie, I'm such a bad liar that whenever I was in New York recently, I love SiriusXM. And I wanted to go to the building. And one of my favorite DJs was working that morning, Grant Random. And I wanted to meet Grant Random. Mm-hmm. And we had put out some requests here, some emails, nobody ever got back to us. Mm-hmm. I hit up something on social media, heard back from him after I freaking got back. I was so mad. But anyway, so I told Jeremy, I said, we're going to XM anyway. I don't know if it's just a building. I don't know that I'll even be able to talk to anybody, right. But we're going to go. What if we see somebody outside? What if this, you know? And I knew it wasn't going to be easy because Howard Stern's in that building, but mm-hmm. I'm also not stupid. He has a private entrance and a private floor.
Of course.
So you don't have to worry about me with Howard Stern. You have to worry about me with Grant Random because I love that dude. But Jeremy and I show up, and sure enough, it's a huge tall building, a lot of floors, and you have to get past the front desk receptionist. So we go up to the front desk receptionist, was like, hey, she'd like a tour of the studios. She's like, absolutely not. Jeremy's like, yeah, but I don't think you understand who she is. And this is not reality who I am, but this is, if I could talk to a radio person, they would have let me in. Instead, I'm stuck talking to a front desk receptionist who doesn't care. Who's like, no, we're not giving tours. So Jeremy talks, and she goes, well, is anybody expecting her? Do they even know who she is? And he goes, yeah, they know who you are, right, Lacey? And he turned around and I said, no.
Oh.
And because I wasn't prepared for that question.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, no. And then we were talking about afterwards. He was like, I don't think she would have let you in either way. But as soon as we walked out, I was like, I was supposed to say yes, wasn't I? And he's like, yeah, you're supposed to say yes. Why would you say no right then?
Yeah.
But I'm a horrible liar.
And I think that I'm good at it because I'm also a pretty good quick thinker.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just think on my feet like that. You know, I would have said like, oh, yeah, I sent an email to so-and-so the other day and they responded.
Not just so-and-so, a big so-and-so. I had a big so-and-so to name drop that I did not name drop. Yeah. Now, they weren't my big so-and-so. They were Kelly Raspberry's big so-and-so. But still, I had a really big name to drop, but I didn't. Instead, I just said, no. Nobody responded to my request because I'm a horrible liar. But horrible liar, let me tell you something that I'm really good at. I'm really good at being unintentionally annoying and speaking for Amy. I don't mean to. I'm just invested in her life. And we've worked together and been friends for so long that I tend to speak for her. And I don't mean to. But somebody will ask Amy a question and they're like face to face with Amy. And they're like, hey, Amy, do you have any siblings? And I'm in the corner. I'm like, yeah, she has a couple brothers when I was at a party. She has a sister who never responds. She's really cute. She has baby bae. And it's just like, just shut up. Just let Amy talk. Amy does talk.
Here, I'm talking.
Is that why you're so quiet? Because she talks for you?
Yeah, well, there's no need for me to talk.
It's like,
it's like the baby who doesn't learn to walk until they're like three or something because there's always someone to carry it. Or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
I gotcha.
Someone referred to us as Jay and Silent Bob. I don't know if you know that reference, but I'm the person who doesn't talk.
Who said that?
Someone in this office.
That's hilarious.
I can't even remember. Big surprise. I can't remember who said it.
Of course.
That's funny. Okay.
Amy?
I am really good at drinking water.
Hey.
Okay, so we had an intern ask, you know, whenever everyone's telling you to drink water, you know you're supposed to drink water, and you don't want to drink water, and it tastes bad. I'm like, no. Water's great.
Yeah.
And water's a solution to all problems
of
when
course.
You have a headache. Drink water. If you're, what are some other reasons? Drink water. If
you're hungry,
drink water.
I was about to say, I'm not trying to speak for Amy, but I do know that one night her daughter said she was hungry as she put her to bed and she said, just drink more water.
I had fed her. And I was like, fill your belly with some water.
But sometimes it's true. Sometimes you don't get enough water and your body thinks that it's actually hungry when it's really thirsty. Fun fact. I know, because I know everything.
I am really, really, really good at telling people what to do with their Q-tips. And I know that this is obsessive.
I listened to this last podcast, too.
Okay, well, don't act like you're put out by it.
I am. All I had to do was listen to 5 minutes. I was like, okay, I get it.
Okay, but you do not understand. This would be my platform. Like, if I was ever to run for a politician, this would be... I'm just so incredibly passionate about it.
No taxes on Q-tips.
if you're not cleaning your nose out with Q-tips, you're doing it wrong. It gets so much stuff out of there. That's why Amy gave me Q-tips for our anniversary. Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I thought it was so sweet. I have Q-tips in my car so I can pick my nose on the go. I mean, it's just I'm really excited about Q-tips. But there is one side effect, though. they're slightly addicting. So be careful. Use Q-tips in moderation.
I have not had that problem. I've tried it once and I have not gone back.
You're doing it wrong. You're absolutely
doing
it wrong.
Will you show me?
Yeah.
Teach me.
Do it for her.
Teach me.
Next Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips video.
But really, I do have to draw attention. ASMR. I think Cammie is a lip hippie. A lippy hip.
What?
A hippie lipper.
A lippy hippie?
Yeah, she just said she listened to two episodes, right?
Yeah, but...
That was in the same episode, though.
Oh, shoot.
I was going to say, but yes, I also have. Told her, Cammie wanted to come on the podcast, and I told her her assignment was to listen. So I think that she listened once, because Cammie, let me tell you something that you're not good at.
Yeah.
You're not good at knowing when to not say something or when to not talk. Hold on. How do I
Wait,
speak
what?
Words? Okay, because you listen to one, I can't remember what... Oh, Can You Beat the Boss Man? You told me that you listened to that podcast, but you didn't make it all the way through because you can only do like 30 minutes. And then that kind of hurt my feelings.
My I'm sorry.
None of our episodes are 30 minutes long. So I'm like, cool. We're good like for this long.
No. That's just me. I have ADD, so I can't listen to something for more than 30 minutes. Truly. Even whenever I listen to like podcasts that I actually like, I'm like 30
like
minutes.
Like she actually likes. Did you hear that?
No, I do like. I like yours. Likes. Oh my God. I like yours too. But like ones that are I'm really into at the time. Like, Amy, stop.
See, my point exactly. Amy, can you not know when to quit talking? Stop
talking.
How many Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips episodes have you listened to? Just the two?
I listened to the one, I listened to the full one of, when you called Amy's roommate about the cat that she killed.
Oh, I love bringing that up.
I did not kill it. I took it to
the
pound.
Or you took it back to the pound, whatever. I listened to that one. I listened to the one with George. So usually if I like take long road trips, then I'll listen to y'all's podcast and I'll listen to Anna's podcast. And
how long
like
does it take you to get to work?
25 minutes.
That'd be a good time to listen to a podcast. And perfect timing because you wouldn't have to listen to the whole thing.
I know. Yeah. That's my attention span. I know. I'm bad at it. Okay, my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, okay. This one's like a little bit more serious, I guess. I'm really good at empathizing and having emotional intelligence as well as helping other people communicate effectively. Break that one down.
Does that make you like her still? Because she's kind of losing me at that one.
I think...
Here's what I mean by that. I'm really good at giving advice.
I'm your advice giver.
Yeah, you're my life advice giver. But I'm really good at giving advice for like other people to help them communicate their feelings.
I don't know if you're in your calling then. I just feel like...
This is the only reason why is because my mom's a counselor. And so I've learned all that stuff. This is my calling. But my friends come to me when they need advice. And I'm like, I got you.
I get that.
Yeah. So if y'all ever need advice.
I'm really good at listening because I can't talk. Lacey won't let me.
So are you listening to other people or just me?
And I'm also really good at grammar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah, uh-huh. Ding, yeah, ding, I knew ding, that was coming up. Go ahead.
I have a question. I'm really good at grammar question for you.
Cammie says she's really good at grammar, and we say that that is, in fact, a lie.
It is not a lie. I've been right almost like 9 times out of 10 times. I've been right.
If she blank about his... Oh, man.
Amy, can you try reading like you know what you're...
What did I just say?
If she blanked about his what? If she asked about his...
This
something?
Is a fill in the blank.
Okay.
I'm going to start with that.
Okay. I got that much from it.
If she blank about his financial situation, she would have helped him out.
If she knew.
Had known... Knew or would have known.
Oh, this is okay. This is I'll a say good it again. One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If she blank had known, knew, or would have known. If she blank about his financial situation, she would have helped him out.
Had known.
That was a good one.
Yes.
I don't have a bell.
Ding,
you got
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding. Thank you.
I'm also really good at sound effects, y'all.
I'm also really good at sound effects, y'all.
Bing, bing, bing. I've got two more. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for you to hit those, I don't know, things that you're really good at.
I just did, the grammar.
I know, but I've got two other ones. I'm anticipating.
Okay.
I'll wait.
I'm very good at trying to guide and maybe boss other people to what I believe is the right direction. And I have done this to you, Cammie.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
It's not ever out of, it's only out of concern. Like, not even though what I've tried to coach you to do before would benefit me, I wasn't trying to coach you to do it because of my benefit.
Right.
It was because I knew that it would make you
yes.
a more valuable employee to other people if you can expand your horizons and be able to get all this done. But
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Robert knows if anybody ever makes me mad and I tell them, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. He's caught me saying that to people before. Oh. And he's like, what would you do to make Lacey
have
mad?
I ever disappointed you?
No. Oh, you okay. have not disappointed Good. Me. Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait. Hold on. When?
Whenever I wanted off and you couldn't work because you have another job. I mean, so stupid.
Oh, I knew you were. You got so emotional about that. Like, can you work on a, what was it? Martin Luther King Jr. Day where only here has it off and I have two jobs, so I had to work the other place.
Well, I mean, excuses. But I was disappointed. Oh.
Now she's bragging about having two jobs.
That is not something to brag about.
I was only disappointed because I wanted you to want to do it. But since then, you have done
it.
So it's fine.
I did. Yeah, yeah.
But it's
and
like,
hello, I worked all spring break.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you could go skiing.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I hate to brag, but I am really good at picnicking.
Oh,
I know.
Let's go to Bear Creek Park and picnic.
Am I invited?
I don't know. Do you like picnicking?
Yes.
Lacey, do you remember when you said you wanted to be a batonist in the Olympics?
Yes.
I wish I could be a picnicker.
Oh, what was that?
Do I need to bleep that out? What was that word?
A picnicker. Yeah, I'm telling you. Am I saying it wrong? Picnicker.
It's just a weird thing
Sorry.
To say.
Picnicker.
Anyways, I could win an award. I'm graded. And I have to let everybody know who loves to picnic. National Picnic Day is April 23rd. And Lacey, do you know what else is happening on April 23rd?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Way to go, Cammy.
I know everything.
Way to ruin it.
Do you want to have a picnic on the 23rd? Is that during the week?
While listening to new Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
No, wait a second. Taylor Swift is on the 24th.
Oh, shoot. Are you sure?
Is it?
Yes. Oh. It's only been in the Showbiz top five.
You know what? I bet it's the 26th, and you're wrong.
Ooh, look it up.
Oh, now I'm doubting myself. Who can get there faster?
Oh my gosh, you have great memory, huh?
Yeah, I bet you it's. What did I say?
You better what?
I said I bet you.
Yeah, what will your bet be? Will you actually follow 426. Through?
426. I said the 24th, and then.
Oh my gosh, I win! Ah! After losing it when I said it was the 23rd
you're
originally.
3 days off.
But you're wrong, too.
I know. Yes, I am wrong.
Gosh, I'm so good.
Yeah, you're great. I am really good at thinking I can fix something and then making it worse.
Oh, I've tried that.
I do that all the time. A good example right now is I tried to wash my white Vans, and they just turned yellow.
Oh, maybe you need to Google it.
I did. I Googled it. I'm trying something new right now where you have to put, like, wet toilet paper on your shoe.
That's stupid. Oh. What's wet toilet paper gonna do?
It absorbs the yellow. I'm gonna send you a picture whenever I go home because I bet you that it's gonna be all nice and bright and white.
Okay, we'll see. I do tend to mess things up if I'm trying to help, I guess. I don't know. I'm good at messing things up, I mm-hmm. guess. Mm-hmm. Or like I have a super bad aim, so if I'm throwing something at
Oh, that's
you
one of my
be,
good ones. I have a really good aim. Anyway.
If I'm throwing something at you to be ironic and it's like, oh, I'm throwing it at you, but I'll actually like hit you in your face and break your nose.
That's exactly what happened to me the other day. Not you didn't break my nose, but you threw a mint at my face and it hit me in the cheek.
But I was going to say, I did see this story today that a waitress in Florida jumped off a dock on Saturday to try to save a drowning 8-year-old boy.
But she broke
her foot on a sandbar and needed to be rescued too.
Oh,
luckily, they both survived, so that's why you can kind of laugh at this story. But I could see myself doing something
like that.
Oh, I'm going to help you. Never mind, I broke my foot. Come get me.
And you broke your foot on Jeremy's face.
I did.
See,
I'm really good at that. Same episode. It doesn't count.
Whatever.
Cammy, how did I break my foot?
Well, hold on. I don't. It's not from when Josh stomped on it.
Nope. It's a different time. Well, he didn't break it then, but
I don't know.
This is an old school question. Okay, go ahead.
I think I know.
Yeah, go for it.
When your mom ran over your foot?
No, not that time either. It heard, but I didn't break it. Okay. No, it is from when my brothers were trying to build a treehouse, and they dropped the log, and it fell on my foot, and I went to my mom, and I was like, I went to tell my mom. I was like,
were you three deep in the bed with her?
No. I was like, a stick fell on my foot. And she's like, okay, whatever. And she like shooed me and told me to be quiet. And it was because it was not a stick.
It was a log.
And it broke my foot.
Oh, I don't know if I knew that.
Did you get to wear a cast?
I did.
Oh, so jealous.
Yeah.
I always wanted to wear a cast when I was a kid.
And I can do this weird popping thing with my toes now.
Ew, that's gross.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can always pop one of my feet.
Aww. Oh, Lacey, I can do the same thing.
That was really bad. That normally all of them, but I can only do it on one foot. My other one doesn't, but this foot anytime. But that was a really bad example.
My big toe does the exact same thing. If I just want to pop it all the time, let's see if I can do it.
Okay, best friends.
Yeah, you jealous? Oh, it's not doing it right now. It's camera shy. It's podcast shy.
Also, all my joints pretty much make noise now.
That's cool. Congratulations.
Yeah. My body is musical. I'm really good at watching TV. Maybe not completely paying attention. Maybe I have to ask Anna for Game of Thrones help a lot, which, by the way, I'm obligated to say I'm watching Game of Thrones. That's like the rule of Game of Thrones. I'm watching Game of Thrones right now. I'm in season 2, and I'm finally into it. Took me into season 1 to get into it, but I'm into it. The first couple episodes were a struggle, and I was like, oh my God, this is taking my whole life, but now I'm good.
I'm kind of in that same spot. I don't know if I should watch it or not.
I just get FOMO. I don't like everybody knowing what I don't know, so I'm into it, and I think if it wasn't for everybody here and Jeremy actually watching it with me, then I wouldn't be on. But the fact that everybody here is into it, and I believe y'all. Like, I hate not knowing all the good shows. There's some stuff I'm not going to watch, but this one I'm enjoying now.
Cool.
I'm really good at being awkward in social situations.
Are you going to let Amy have a turn?
Shout out. I'm going to steal that one. I'm really good in awkward situations.
Are you running this podcast? Are you kidding me?
You just did 3 in a row.
No, Cammy, I did Game of Thrones.
Let her.
No, you did.
It's because
some before.
Are you jealous?
Cammy, yeah. I don't have any more. Just let her.
Oh, okay. Can I continue talking? Is that okay?
Yeah.
This is another example of when you should shut up, Cammy. Just shut up.
Go ahead. Why can I have a turn?
I'm really good at being needy and helpless. something I'm not good at is math. really bad at math.
Same.
Okay, would you like to talk? Go.
No.
What do you have?
I'm waiting, Cammy. I want to know.
There's a couple things that Amy is hoping that you're going to say.
I don't think that I am because
you're not going to say them.
Well, I don't have anything left. Except that I can, am good, I'm very accurate when throwing a softball.
Hold.
Okay, what?
You don't have anything left, but you're mad that I have continued talking.
No.
Okay, sorry, go Amy.
Ding, 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 ding. You mentioned sports. I have sports questions for you.
Okay. Hit me.
These are from my husband, Joshua. I need to tell because I don't know things very well.
Now, listen, I don't know a lot of, like, statistics. So if there's statistics, I'm not going to get it.
No, it's not statistics. It's not specifics.
Lacey, are you mad at me?
I drink and I know things.
That's a Game of Thrones reference.
Obligated to say I watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, sports question 1. I only have 2. Okay. What does hitting for the cycle in baseball mean? Hitting for the cycle.
Hitting for the cycle?
Yes. It's something that people aim to do, or it's an accomplishment. Hitting for the cycle.
Is that getting a hit every time that you're up to bat?
No, it's getting a single, double, triple, and a home run all in one game.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I played ball my whole life.
There you go.
Cool.
I didn't know that either, so don't feel bad about yourself.
Okay.
Second question.
Yep.
Sports question.
Got it.
Can you explain what offsides mean?
Yes, in which sports? Does it matter?
Nah.
Okay, well, let's say that it's soccer. For example, or hockey.
Okay.
It's when a defenseman comes and gets in front of the people who are in front of them, like a midfielder or a forward.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll accept it. Lacey, are you still with us?
Are you mad at me?
I'm here. No, I was just
Let's talk about it. I'm really good at effectively communicating my feelings. I feel like you're... just kidding.
I was hoping it was a sports question that I could steal with my vast sports knowledge.
Oh no,
but it wasn't. But I was just gonna say I did not voluntarily work at a sports station. It was a talk station that had flipped formats, and for some reason they did not fire me and kept me on and had me on as the not knowing sports girl a lot. So, but as soon as we flipped stations, well, as soon as we flipped formats, Dirk Nowitzki called in and I was telling somebody, I said, I think Dirk's a little slow. Like, it was very hard to hear him. I didn't realize he was
he's
foreign.
He's foreign.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, and then, no. Do you know where he's from?
Sweden?
Germany.
Yeah.
Yay! German.
And I was a call screener then, and Jeremy said, it's not a problem. If you ever need anything, just text me. It's no big deal. So people were calling up about some trophy, and I had no idea what it was. I don't even think they said trophy. So I texted Jeremy, and I said, Hyman? Question mark. And he goes, you mean the Heisman? Because, I mean, I didn't even know. I had absolutely no idea.
Is it one letter off? Is it just one minus one letter?
I think so. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
And my girlfriend really likes Georgia football, UGA football.
Oh, okay.
And I told her one time, I was like, oh, you think your sports team's so cool. They've never even been in the Super Bowl. And she's like, That's not how it works at all, Lacey. Yeah.
Did you like working for that sports station or did you hate every minute of it?
I mean, it was fine, but no, there was a lot of repetitive and they wanted no.
Okay.
No. I mean, it was short, fun. Short. It was fine. The fact that they kept me and still let me on the air. So, I mean, that part was fine, but no, it wasn't ideal. I was hoping that I would learn. During that period, I was there for a couple years, and I was not allowed to gripe about sports, and I had to watch it. Jeremy was like, ha-ha, finally get everything I ever wanted. So, yeah, it was fine. It is what it is.
Amy, is that your only follow-up question for me?
No, I have one other subject matter, but you never addressed it. The Office. I figured you thought you were an Office.
That's a good one.
So aficionado.
Yeah.
Super fan.
Yes. And along with that, I'm really good at being able to quote movies and quote TV shows.
Oh.
Along with The Office, only because I've seen The Office a gazillion, jillion, billion times.
Well, I don't want to overload you with trivia questions, but
please
I do have The Office trivia.
Oh, my gosh. Just two. I love trivia.
The movie? What? I'm really good at reading. What movie did Michael do a parody of on Jim's first day?
On Jim's first day.
Mm-hmm. So this was a flashback.
Oh. I think. Oh, okay. I think it was the Blair Witch.
Oh my gosh. How do you remember that? Ding, ding, ding. That was so good.
I'm telling you.
I'm impressed. Okay.
That's a hard one. That's a good question.
I Googled hard Office questions.
That's excellent. And it's the episode when it's the merger and he shows the training video.
Yes.
And Jim was like, oh, it reminds me of my first day when he did the Blair Witch. And then it shows him and he's like, I'm so scared.
He's got snot coming out of his nose. It's so nasty.
Yeah. Shout out to that.
Q-tips.
Yeah, Q-tips.
What was the name of the cat that Dwight got as a replacement for Angela's dead cat?
Yes, that one. Ooh, what was his name? It was something like Garbage.
Oh, my God!
Really?
Two questions right! Shut up!
That was so good.
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding. I'm really worried about this budding relationship that's happening in front of me.
Give me some, girl. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are really good questions.
Well, thank you.
I stole them. Maybe weekly we could come together and have a picnic and talk about
roller skating
and talk about The Office, and I can quote The Office, and we can invite Lacey along.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I'm there.
Afterwards, I'll play some video games.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm allowed to talk.
Of course.
I don't know if that's okay with you. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm good. Sure. I'm a good talker.
Yep.
Okay. Before we go, Amy and I have done occasionally a complaint of the week and a positive of the week.
Okay.
So think if there's anything that you have to add. Amy, did you have anything this week for a complaint and a positive?
Well, is this just like in the workplace or
anything.
In life in general?
In anything.
Oh,
life
okay.
in general.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have a complaint for this week. In his defense, Jeremy told me that he had plans, but I forgot. And we went out all weekend long. I wanted to cook a good dinner. So I recently made this Thai dish that's like Thai noodles, and it has this sauce that goes with it and shrimp and all these vegetables. And it's really good and really fresh tasting. Even put fresh herbs in them, mint, cilantro, and basil. And I love fresh herbs now. So I made this nice dinner yesterday. I actually went ahead whenever I got home. You serve it cold. So I was up and I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and cook it now and I'll just have it in the fridge. It'll be ready whenever Jeremy comes home. Well, I forgot Jeremy was going to the Texas Ranger game, which is fine. No big deal. But he said, well, I'm hungry now. This was like 3:30. He said, I'm hungry now, so I'll just go ahead and eat. And he comes home and he takes the Tupperware out of the fridge and he dropped it. And food went everywhere. And I spent time and money on that food. So I just scraped it back in. 5-second rule.
Oh my god!
Put it back in there.
Is your floor clean?
Not in the least bit. Ooh. It's been it's been at least a week since I cleaned my floor.
Oh.
And we had dogs, other people's dogs, and people
yeah.
all over my house this weekend. Ooh. While we had nasty weather outside, tracking stuff in.
Oh.
But we ate it for dinner, and then I had it again for lunch today, and it was tasty.
Oh my
I mean, no regrets, but I was, and he felt so bad, and I'm so sorry. But I know he didn't mean to do it, so I can't, I did poke a joke, you know, here or there, like, oh, how's that floor food going on? But I mean, it was just an accident, but yeah. I was just a little bit upset. Like,
absolutely.
Even home a minute and you throw in food on the floor that I prepared for you. So that's my complaint of the week.
I have a complaint followed by, what's the opposite?
Positive.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grammar, please.
You're gonna save the day.
Complaint. I did mention that it rained all day on Saturday, so I did not get to attend the arts festival that I had I planned on doing.
I thought that you were going on Friday.
I was going to go on Friday. This is my complaint. My complaint is that my husband has so much anxiety. I love him dearly. He is a good man, but he does not like to be pressured. And we drove into downtown and looked for a parking spot for 30 minutes. And then we drove right out.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the worst.
I just wanted to. It's really me. I was like, okay, let's just go because this isn't happening.
Yeah.
So that's my complaint. Oh. Well, positive.
Follow it up.
Pause.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I told you so because I didn't tell you so. What am I trying to say?
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo?
Karma. Because if we would have gone together and you would have been meeting me out at Arts Festival, which in my mind, I thought that we were going to hang out at Arts Festival, even though I hadn't discussed this with you before. I just assumed we do the festivals together. I don't think we've ever done Main Street.
I don't think so either.
But in my head, it was just going to be us. But you're like, oh, we're going on Friday. And I'm like, cool, Jeremy can't go. And you're like, okay, I don't care. We're going on Friday.
Those are not my words.
If, I mean, I'm quoting. Mm. If, I speak for you. Of course, that's what you said. But if we had plans to go out together, he would have had to go. He would have found a parking spot and sucked it up and gone.
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo on me.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your positive?
My positive is we went home, and I have to confess, I have not been going to Family Video, but we returned. We went to a Family Video and got a movie and watched another family.
They're back in business.
Single-handedly by me.
Yes. What movie did you watch?
Was it on VHS?
Oh gosh, we watched Aquaman.
Oh, I heard that wasn't good.
Do you like superhero movies?
I mean, I like them. I haven't seen very many, though.
We laughed a lot, but it wasn't in the places that we were supposed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were pretty much making fun of it. He's got a great body, but...
Of course.
Do you have a complaint of the week?
Yeah. I've got... Can I have two?
Yeah.
My first complaint is my dog pooped in the house yesterday. She has tummy issues, and so we usually put her in her kennel. So yesterday I let her out while I went to work, and she was out all day, but she has tummy issues, so she cow patted on the floor, so I had to come home and
carpet. Did you step in it?
Yeah, carpet.
Gosh, no, I didn't. Worst.
And I feel bad for her because she kind of can't help it, you know, but
did anyway. You beat her?
No, she doesn't respond well to...
Not many things do.
She's a huge dog. If you spank her, she doesn't feel it. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't care. Anyway, she knows what she did was wrong. even me just looking at it, she cowered down. And
so. I thought Cammy was very understanding, yet she's mad at her dog with stomach issues for pooping on the floor.
I am.
You
it's
a
just
liar.
Annoying.
You a liar. Okay, go ahead. What's your second complaint?
My second complaint is kind of about me. So you guys heard this morning, but last night I got food poisoning. And
stomach issues together with your dog.
Yes.
Did you poop on the floor?
Yes. And I had to clean it up. No, but well, I think maybe it's also towards my dad. He made this green bean casserole with rotisserie chicken that he always gets. He always gets this chicken from Walmart. You know, they have it under the heat lamp, whatever. So he made green bean casserole out of this chicken. And last night I obviously got sick from it. So I'm mad at myself because I ate it. But then I was like, well, I can't really be mad at myself for that. But now I really want to go get some sushi. And I'm like, oh, is that the best thing for my stomach, though, to go get some sushi this?
As your life coach.
Yeah. I need. Yeah. OK, so for the lippy hippies, Lacey is my life coach. She tells me what to do in situations that I don't know what to do. So go ahead.
Sushi.
OK.
Go get sushi.
I will.
And
take your new best friend.
Amy? Okay. Positive of the week. I want to end with mine because I know Amy's going to be all about it. Do you have a positive?
I already shared it.
Oh, duh. Do you have a positive? I pay attention.
Wait,
I'm really good at paying attention.
From the week starting like Monday, Tuesday?
It doesn't matter. Oh, okay. Give me something.
Well, you guys, Lacey gave me a hard time, but I had the best time at the concert on Friday, and I've been to a lot of concerts in my day, and this one was like easily top like 3 or 4 that I've been to.
Nice.
It was so much fun, and Lacey doesn't care about any of the music that I have, but
In my defense, nobody cares about the music that I like.
I know. Besides, well, that was the cool thing is that no one knows who this band is, and they're so amazing that there was only like 50 or 60 people there. So it was like intimate, and it was so cool. I was with my bro. It was awesome.
Fun.
My brother, my actual brother.
Okay, my positives are music related. First off, Taylor Swift coming out with new music.
Yes.
What?
I'm that very
is the
excited.
First thing I saw cool. after I crawled out of bed with my mom and sister 3D. I went on
you
social media.
You saying that.
Stop saying it.
I looked on social media and I saw Taylor Swift because I wasn't ready to get up yet. My family was already up, but I wasn't ready to get up yet. And I looked at my phone and I saw Taylor Swift's countdown. And then I got up and I had to tell the family and I had to share the news. And then I had to share the countdown on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram, even though I had to get help from somebody. And it was great. So
I followed the account, by the way. Did y'all see that?
No.
I requested it.
Oh, thank you.
But you have to accept me.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, you guys are on private.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
On Loose Lips?
Yes.
No, I've never had to accept anybody.
Oh,
you're
no.
Imposters.
What is going on?
We have
a
fan account.
We do.
Didn't
Hold
even
on.
Know.
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Oh, well.
Okay, it's not because I've never had to approve
okay,
anybody.
Maybe it's not. Sorry.
For the second one, my second good news. Amy, who's the lead singer of Foo Fighters?
It's not David. That's for dang sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dave Grohl.
Okay, Dave Grohl.
I had
man.
An argument with Josh about this in the car, and you weren't a part of it.
Why? What'd Josh say?
He said that I was okay with saying it. It's like a formal way of saying Dave.
Sure. It's not wrong.
But nobody says it.
Yeah, but he goes by Dave.
I think he's afraid to say no to me.
Also, when's Dave Grohl's birthday?
Is it the same birthday as you or me? I'm saying you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say January 14th.
Yeah, January 14th. We have the same birthday. Did I lose you over here talking about Dave Grohl? Sorry, being on our phone
no,
and stuff.
No, my dad texted me and asked me if I'm feeling better, so I'm texting him back.
Tell dad to quit trying to kill you.
Okay.
Okay, so Dave Grohl, lead singer of the Foo Fighters. He has covered a popular song, and he took his daughter to a show and said that this person is as good and as, what's the word I'm trying to look for? As engaging of a musician as Nirvana. He said that back in the day, Nirvana had this relationship with the crowd.
Oh, I already know where you're going with this.
And it's something that he hasn't seen since then. Who am I talking about?
You're talking about Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
She is the freaking bomb.
Yeah. He said her music reminded him of Nirvana in 1991. He said, my daughters are so obsessed with Billie Eilish. The same thing is happening with her that happened with Nirvana in 1991.
Absolutely.
People say, is rock dead? When I look at someone like Billie Eilish, rock and roll is not close to dead.
Absolutely.
He said he was just like enchanted or entranced. What's the proper word? Grammar,
Grohl,
please.
Grohl has my soul. I'm telling you, we know that she is queen. Step aside, Beyonce. I don't know what else to say.
She's the one who has, she samples The Office.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
her
yeah.
new song.
So you're a fan too, huh?
Of course.
Yeah. So Dave Grohl loves your girl. And I thought that was pretty cool.
That is very cool. I saw him on Ellen watching her live performance with his daughter.
Now we have to decide what we're doing next. We're done. Don't worry, Cammy. She's looking like, oh my God, I'm ready to get out of here. I tuned out a long time ago.
I want to keep going.
We exceeded her 30-minute limit. Her and her dad listen. They're going to have a lot to listen to. But this brings us to our next question. We had discussed something yesterday back in the man room, and we didn't really know what route to go. We had said, should we do a Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips talent show? Mm-hmm. Or a pageant? Amy was saying pageant today. We discussed talent show yesterday.
Yeah, I like the talent show, but I think we could, there is a talent show part of the pageant. So yeah. We could like throw that into with also answering questions on the spot without preparation.
But in a pageant, do you have to dress up and all that stuff?
I mean, like, we can share on social media.
Change clothes.
It's really not about that anymore.
That's
the
true.
Pageant is developing into
oh, yeah,
young
you
women.
Answer questions and stuff.
Yeah.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans don't have maps. And therefore...
Exactly.
So, next episode, should we do a beauty pageant? Should we do talent show? Should we do all of the above?
Maybe
should
not...
we invite people?
Yes, invite people. Maybe
can
not
I come?
A beauty pageant, but a pageant
just
talent
a pageant
show
in general.
Of some sort.
Okay. So we thought about trying to do that today, but we don't have studio space. And I figured if we're going to do something like that, that has the potential to be big. So I would rather be able to plan and have something out there. So do we invite Lippy Hippies?
Yeah.
If anybody wants to send us a talent. So,
yeah.
Or a challenge. Anyone... It'd be cool if they like sent in challenges for you guys to do talents.
That's good. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any ideas on what we should do next, please hit us up on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I don't have to approve you. It's just there. Just
sorry. I thought it was.
You so wrong.
I
at Loose
wrong.
Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Amy, what are you supposed to say?
I want you to go on to iTunes and Google Podcasts. And subscribe.
Yeah, and we're available other places too, like Spotify. I don't know. I've kind of developed writing the same way that people say, wherever you are listening to podcasts. I think we're at like a bunch of different podcast platforms now. But anyway, yeah, go subscribe, rate, review, make us look good. That really helps us out if you do that. And give us any ideas that you have. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up. And keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening, and thank you, Cammy.
Thank you so much for having me on. Bye.
Bye.
Ego is good, you dumbass.